Hi, my name is Amber Nicole, and you're listening to the Music Journeys Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Music Journeys podcast. I'm Mike Foley. We continue our spotlight on some of the Columbus musicians taking part in Kappa's latest round of online performances with the talented Amber Nicole. One of the greatest things about WCBE, in my opinion, has been the Live from Studio A sessions. I've been here 20 plus years, and these started even before that. We miss them so much now and hope they can return at some point. But my first exposure to Amber and Mojo Flow came through one of those Studio A visits. Just an incredibly soulful voice and passionate performer. Her Kappa session takes place Saturday night at 7, and she plans a musical theater-themed set, so be sure and check that out. Here on Music Journeys, Amber shares what she's been up to during the pandemic, and her thoughts on the uprising, as she likes to say, for racial justice and equality. And of course, we talk about her love of music. She'll even give us a preview of a song from Mojo Flow's upcoming release. I'm still not sure how she sounded so good through the phone line, but she does. And she takes part in a handful of song questions we call the Fast Five. Amber Nicole, our featured guest on this edition of Music Journeys. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name is Amber Nicole, and this is my music journey.
Perpetual Conduit of Positivity, or PCP, as Amber Nicole and her band Mojo Flow call it, came out earlier this year, before the coronavirus pandemic struck the United States, and prior to the many protests against racism and police brutality. As Nicole and Mojo Flow continue work on their first release since 2014, the song represents the band's mantra.
We really have always been energetic. We've always been positive. We want to be uplifting, and we had wanted to be uplifting in the first place. And before COVID. And it's really nuts how this all did end up happening, because in that song you say be a light. You know, there's gonna be times when it gets dark, and if all of us keep our light shining, then we can help each other. I mean, we're always in some sort of time, right? Especially as Black people in America, we have always been adapting to the times. Part of that is just kind of being aware, trying to make sure that you're not too emotionally exhausted. I found a way to participate that suited me for these protests. What I call them now, or I call it an uprising. I don't agree with the label of protest necessarily. I think it's an uprising. I think it's our society, and it's not just Black people. I've been inspired. I've been to a few marches, and just to see the diversity, to see how many people are out there. And there's a lot of people that are really just trying to do the right thing and really trying to be supportive. I think it's, I mean, it's a completely unprecedented that we've been all at home. We have time really to kind of ingest this, this movement at this time, I think, in a way that we've never had the time to do. It's exciting. It's exhausting. It's encouraging. It's sad because it's a constant state. You know, there's been a constant state of inequality in this country. So it's really, it's complicated and complex, but I appreciate being able to make art during this time, to sing, to be able to see people and to be able to support as much as I can, as best I can.
What makes me feel like my wrong is so right? Even more, what does it mean when you're willing to fight? And I try to recognize another face. We're all here to make the world go around, and we need one another for the joy to abound, and for everyone to come out on top in this crazy place. One day the world might come along and knock you on your face, but you gotta get up, brush off, and then continue in this race, my dear. And if that don't work, you can always go where the grass is green and the river flows. It ain't too far, you know, but what you think about that?
Music has always been a coping mechanism, a source of comfort, a guiding light, and a connector for Nicole. Born in Japan, she moved frequently as her parents served in the Air Force and developed a love of music at an early age.
I started singing when I was about 4 years old, and my first memory is actually children's choir rehearsing for a concert. I didn't quite remember the concert itself, but I remember the rehearsal process. I remember the metal chairs, the brown metal chairs, and all of us sitting in them and learning, you know, kids' songs. I've always loved to sing. And the more that I have learned about my family, I know that it's on my mom's side and my dad's side, and kind of my great-great-grandmothers were singers or sang, and that's what the memories that people have of them. And I had no idea until recently. So I think that it's just in my spirit. I think it's in my blood, and it's just, I've loved it ever since I can remember. I was in my senior year at Capital University here in Columbus. I was a political science major, and the plan had been to go to law school the next year. And I just couldn't bring myself to take that next step. I could not imagine going to 3 more years of school at that time. And I couldn't imagine not trying to pursue this career. I just decided to go for it. It's the first adult decision that I made, that I remember calling up my parents and saying, hey, so I don't want to do this, go to law school right now. You know, I don't want to take that next step. I want to sing. I was then accepted to the American Musical Dramatic Academy, AMDA, up in New York City. Instead of leaving for AMDA, I ended up joining Mojo Flow. As they say, the rest is history. So here I am 12 years later.
As she reflects on those 12 years with Mojo Flow, Waiting, the band's first single with her, comes to mind.
Waiting for yes and waiting for no. Wanting to stop, wanting to go. What path do I take? I feel so alone. Gotta make it on my own. I'm waiting for yes and waiting for no. Wanting to stop, wanting to go. A path to take. gotta make it on my own. Please believe me, you don't tell me that you're staying, you'll always be here. Help me be
I wrote the lyrics and melody to it, and what's funny about it is that I found out kind of years after the song had been written that the guys, what I had written as the chorus, the guys had meant to be the verse. And so over their verse music, I wrote a chorus. And over their chorus music, I wrote a verse. And we made it work. I mean, I can't hear it any other kind of way now. And I just can't even imagine what I would have put had I gone the other way with it. And it ends up being very, it was already very autobiographical, very fresh, very new, very much, you know, waiting for yes, waiting for no, wanting to stop, wanting to go. What path do I take? I feel so alone. Got to make it on my own. Like, I mean, it's quintessential, you know, young woman coming out into the world for the first time. Every time I hear it, it just reminds me of all of us being, you know, anywhere from 19 to 20 to 21, and just the fact that we all grew up in that time together, you know, up until about 25 or so. And a lot of development happened then. We just worked so hard during those days. We work hard now. We're more strategic about it because we can be. But in those early days, at one point in time, we had 3 weekly gigs. We still rehearsed, and then we also did, you know, 2 more gigs that week. So that song it's just, you know, Mojo Flow 1.0 and original and just the first ever. So that's just always will have a soft spot for me because it was the beginning of life as I know it now.
As the band puts the finishing touches on its first long-form release, Nicole gave Music Journeys a little preview of the next single coming out soon.
Hold on, stay strong, you'll find where you belong. Give love, give up to what you need is inside of you. So just keep holding, just keep holding on. You gotta keep holding on. We had not intended to release it as we're releasing it. It was just supposed to be a part of our album, which was coming out this year. But we decided to put it out and do a little something different with it. So I'm just really proud. I think I'm most proud of that. It was nice to reach out to people. You know, we call people. We've been remotely working with different musicians to put this together. And so I'm very proud of that. I'm proud of being able to just connect with other musicians. And I'm proud of myself for making music and continuing to make music, even though it's hard right now, even though, you know, the future is uncertain. This album is really, as it's been developing, it's really become pretty autobiographical for the group. For myself.
Sometimes I feel like things just don't go right. Sometimes I feel like giving up this fight. Something about music makes it all right. Do you feel me? Do you feel me? Well, I said, sometimes it feels like things just don't go right. Sometimes I feel like giving up this fight. Something about music makes it all right. Don't worry if you don't know no slave. Follow more.
I think I can't explain what music means because music is how I explain. Music is really how I process. I mean, I use music for everything from breathing exercises. Like right now, I can hear a little bit of music. I find myself kind of constantly, if there's a hum outside, if there's a hum of a machine or something, I'll find myself harmonizing with that hum, you know, and just kind of making that. So I think for me, music is really everything. I can't imagine. I mean, I wake up to music. I listen to it all day, constantly. I've had a growing and evolving relationship with music. One thing that has happened as I've been a professional and made music my profession, you end up having to make time specifically to enjoy yourself and to just be a listener. I think that music is a constant teacher for me, and kind of whatever phase of my life I'm in, it's kind of shown me different things. Like, for instance, I listen, like just sit and listen. That's kind of what I've needed right now anyways, is just pausing, experiencing the whole experience at one time, you know, giving yourself time to just listen and not be doing something else. About the arts and the thing about music is that they've always survived everything. Art has never died. Music has never died. So I think the landscape will be different. How we access things will be different. You know, we'll never probably go back to life as we knew it. And even if it's not never, we're a long ways out. So I have faith. I think that we will adapt as we always have as artists, as people. But, you know, we study music from hundreds and hundreds of years ago, you know, and so this is not the first time that mankind has been through a pandemic. You know, I'm sure it won't be the last, but one thing I do know is that music has survived through the ages and through all sorts of disasters. So we will be here making the music. The music will be there for everybody all the time. And we just have to adapt the way that we access it and the way that we deliver it.
Amber Nicole also took part in the Fast Five. Here we go. First song you can remember hearing that you loved.
Vision of Love by Mariah Carey. I remember the video, and I just remember thinking her voice was amazing. Like, I just remember being a little kid, like, wow, just mesmerized. I thought she was beautiful. I still remember, I mean, I've seen the video since then, but I just, the picture of her standing in front of, like, the picture window where it's like a sunset, and just her in that black dress with the hair, I can't even think of anybody before that.
That's great. How about the song that makes you feel the most nostalgic or reflective or, you know, sparks those memories?
You know what? Probably Desiree, You Gotta Be.
Remember, listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Trying to keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. My, oh my, eh, eh. You gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm.
They played it for our 8th grade graduation slideshow. About when I lived in Massachusetts. And, you know, it was our little 8th grade graduation. And I remember just feeling tremendous sadness because everybody we all went to school on base. The kids, you know, the middle school was on base, and then we were going to the high school in the community in Bedford, Massachusetts. And so some of us weren't going to that high school because they were moving. And one of them happened to be my best friend, Ashley, and she was moving to California. So, and this is, you know, before the advent of social media, before all that. So, you know, you think that you're just never going to see your friend again. And so it was all, and then add, you know, into that, the melodramatics of being a 12-year-old, you know, girl, period. You know, just put that in, and everything is just so significant. And I have always felt my feelings deeply. And so I was just, you know, a young me feeling these big feelings and listening to the lyrics, you know, challenge what your future holds, keep your head up to the sky, you know, read books. You know, some people are going to have different views than you, and that's okay. You know, love will save the day. I know that love is here, you know, just stuff like that. And it's grown with me. That, honestly, that and Home from The Wiz are my two. I used to not be able to even kind of sing through Home without crying for a second, just because it really hit me, the significance of that song to me, and just growing up and really understanding the song on another level.
It is amazing how songs do that. But let's pick up the pace here. How about the go-to song you have for dancing, or, you know, a tune that you hear and you just can't sit still when you hear it?
Right now, Beyonce's Black is King just came out, and there's a song called Power on it, and that is the jam. So as of Friday, that's my song, and all of her songs are basically Beyonce is what I would put on to dance.
Yes, definitely. A lot of movers there.
Yes.
How about the song kind of along those lines that makes you feel like working out, or maybe you know, motivates you to get something done that you don't feel like doing?
Oh, a motivational song. I'll go with the workout one. You know, it was a good song that I just really got into. So I just watched Hamilton when it came out. I'd seen it when it came to Columbus, but I was up in like the kind of the nosebleed section, so I couldn't really understand the words. So I hadn't listened to the soundtrack, and then it came out on Disney Plus, and so I finally got really immersed in the music for the first time here in July. And Wait For It is one of the songs that Leslie Odom Jr. sings. That was a song that like got me running a little bit. I was like, okay, it's just like it's not really it's upbeat, but it's not like a song. But those songs also get me going. Again, Beyonce for working out, motivational songs to get things done would be gospel music, just like 90s, 2000s gospel, like, because that's what mom would turn on and on Saturday, and that meant cleaning time. That meant it's time to clean your room, clean the bathroom, sweep the floor, you know, vacuum, time to do chores, do, you know, fold your clothes. And it got done, you know. So I think my motivational stuff to get done, get things going would be gospel music. Right now, Wait For It is like a beginning workout song. And then really also gospel is a good workout music for me too.
Okay. Yeah. Last one, song that lifts you up when you're feeling down.
There's a song that I just was introduced to via RuPaul's Drag Race, and it's called Joy, Unspeakable Joy by Kim English. It overtakes me, overwhelms me. That is my song that has just really been for automatic feel better, feel inspired, feel ready to go.
My thanks to Amber Nicole for her time and especially her music. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.